Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, NASA has announced that they're going to be sending a drone-like spacecraft to explore the icy surface of Titan, the largest moon of Saturn. Tell me a little bit about what kinds of things the drone is going to be looking for.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because this is the first drone-type rover mission that NASA has done where, you know, in previous Mars rovers, there's been rovers that have driven on the surface of Mars, but this one will actually be able to fly. And so it'll have rotorcraft, sort of like a helicopter, and it'll be able to fly from place to place, which means it's going to be able to sample lots and lots of different surfaces and kind of check out different areas on Titan and sample different materials to determine the surface compositions. Essentially, the idea here is we want to look at the habitability of Titan's environment. And what's really interesting about Titan is we think that it's the chemistry of the surface is somewhat like the Earth might have been in the early days of the Earth's formation. And so we might actually see some signatures that could indicate there's water-based or hydrocarbon-based life or the early stages of life. And it could help us kind of unravel the mystery of how life actually formed here on Earth.
Mm. Also, Regina, two NASA telescopes have identified the chemical fingerprint of a planet outside our solar system, which is bigger than Earth but smaller than Neptune. And this is the first time that scientists have been able to make this type of identification.
This has been a big goal for people who work in exoplanets, so detecting planets around other stars. And we've suspected, but not actually been able to directly detect the signatures of an atmosphere around exoplanets until now. And so in this newest work, astronomers used the Hubble Space Telescope and the Spitzer Infrared Space Telescope to take spectra of the star around which the planet is orbiting. And they're actually looking very, very carefully at the difference between the spectra when the planet is in front of the star, so when it's transiting in the front, versus when it goes behind and it's hidden behind the star. And that way they can actually deduce the signatures of the atmosphere of the planet. So again, we're not seeing the planet directly, but using this transit technique, they're able to actually measure the signature of the atmospheric gases surrounding the planet.
Also, we've heard a lot recently about these fast radio bursts that scientists have detected coming from somewhere in space. What causes them and where do they originate?
Those are the two best questions, and the short answers to those questions are we don't know, actually. So fast radio bursts, or FRBs for short, are one of the newest, biggest mysteries in astrophysics, and they're extremely intense bursts of radio waves that last for just milliseconds. So they're really short, and in that millisecond time period, they emit as much energy as the sun does in about 80 years. So they are carrying a huge amount of energy, and they are probably going off thousands per day, but we're not able, unfortunately, to monitor the whole sky every day. And so we've only seen a few of them when we're actually looking in the right place at the right time. One of the biggest mysteries is actually what's causing these, because it's quite difficult to explain that much energy in such a tiny amount of time. And so one of the leading theories is that maybe the cause of these fast radio bursts is something called a magnetar, which is an exotic type of star. It's basically a neutron star, which is the end point of a certain star's life after its supernova. What's left behind is a neutron star. And this neutron star with a very, very strong magnetic field is called a magnetar. And when the magnetic field gets very twisted up, it could sort of break and release bursts of energy that we might be causing these fast radio bursts.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.